The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
And indeed, the baseball season begins today, 3:45 for Tiger Baseball here on WPHM. This week is preview week at the New York International Auto Show. It'll open to the public tomorrow. Mike Dubusky covering it for ABC News on the line with us right now. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Yeah, one of the biggest automotive trade shows in the world is set to kick off tomorrow. And this is also the place where they give out the World Car of the Year awards. So this year, the Hyundai Group won big, perhaps no surprise, because they took the top prize for the past 3 years, as a matter of fact. This year, top honors going to the Kia EV9, a three-row electric crossover. That vehicle also won Best EV of the Year. And elsewhere, the Hyundai Group also took home a prize for Best Performance Car for the Hyundai Ioniq 5N, which is sort of a performance-y version of their midsize electric crossover.
A lot of interesting brands highlighted at this New York Auto Show. Genesis making quite a big splash there this year.
Yeah, that's right. So for the past few years, as a matter of fact, Genesis, which is Hyundai's luxury brand, kind of designed to go up against like the Acuras and the Lexuses of the world, they have used the New York City International Auto Show to show off either a concept vehicle, something that points to the future of the company, or a new production model that we hadn't gotten a look at before. Well, this year on Monday night, ahead of the show, they actually showed off both of those things. They showed off a new concept vehicle. It's called the Genesis Neoloon Concept. This is supposed to give you an idea about what their next full-size electric SUV is going to look like. It's full of different luxuries. It has front seats that swivel around so that you can create this sort of like lounge environment in your car. Purple upholstery, bunch of screens, and this very smooth, unadorned exterior. It's a really interesting-looking vehicle. No details on when that vehicle is going to go into production, but Genesis is just putting it out there so people kind of have the gist of what they're thinking about for the next few years. Elsewhere, they also announced a new performance subdivision for their brand. This is designed to go up against cars like the BMW M3 and M5, Mercedes-AMG vehicles. They are calling their sort of super hot performance wing Magma, and all of the cars that they showed off were painted in this very bright orange, bright enough that it's hard to describe on the radio, but it was eye-searingly orange, and they had a couple of cars in that segment as well. Some were electric. One was powered by a twin-turbo V6, and that is likely to go on sale within the next year or so. So Genesis making some major moves, looking to challenge both the Japanese luxury brands, but also possibly the German luxury brands here with this new performance sub-brand.
And they've got to get Mike Myers as a spokesman for the Magma, because I think of Dr. Evil every time.
Of course.
Magma. AI is, obviously it's a buzzword in technology, but it's really kind of finding its way into the auto industry now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So I'm the technology reporter here at ABC News, and I could not avoid artificial intelligence for the last year, and the same story holds for the New York International Auto Show. One of the big announcements at the show is the new Kia K4. This is their sort of compact sedan powered by your choice of two traditional gas engines. It's a sedan as well, so it's a very traditional form factor. But on the inside, Kia announced this thing called Kia Assistant, which they say is a voice assistant, similar to like a Google Assistant or an Amazon Alexa, that they say is powered by generative artificial intelligence, meaning that if it operates the way they say it's going to operate, then you can talk to it like you and I are talking right now, very naturally, without any sort of stilted, canned words and phrases, and it will understand what you're talking about. And they say it'll be able to access things like live stocks and sports scores and that sort of thing. Again, we didn't get a chance to try it out actually on the show floor. Big questions remain as to whether these promises are going to actually make it into the real world.
All right, we shall see. Mike, appreciate your reporting as always. Thanks so much.
Of course, take care.
Bye-bye.